Welcome to Destination East County with your host, Rebecca Williamson.
And Leon Thompson, bringing you the top festivals, events, and attractions across East County
each week.
This week's Destination East County includes a Bohemian Bash, Boars and Brews, an art exhibit at the League Horse Museum, and Gunsmoke Night with the Lions in El Cajon.
Plus, we'll have previews of coming attractions, including outdoor movies, community concerts, and 4th of July festivities from small-town parades to firework extravaganzas.
So stay tuned for all of these events and much, much more.
A Bohemian Bash will be held on Saturday, June 18th from 4 until 7 p.m. in La Mesa to benefit KNSJ, Public People Powered Radio, and the nonprofit East County Magazine. KNSJ needs help to cover repair costs from vandals that damaged the transmitter site on Mount Laguna. Festivities at this free-spirited summer solstice weekend gathering with artists, authors, musicians, and thinkers will support nonprofit media in the public interest, local news reporting, and coverage of arts, music, and culture. You can hear live musical entertainment, savor delicious foods and libations, enjoy comedy with Second Chances for Grace, hear poetry readings, watch San Diego Asian Artists Ensemble performers, and win fabulous prizes. Share your ideas, meet the media, and savor the hottest summer celebration. This very special event is open to members of KNSJ and subscribers of East County Magazine. For details on membership, location, and tickets, visit eastcountymagazine.org.
The Olaf Weghorst Museum in El Cajon has a new exhibit opening this week. Moments in Time features 24 pieces created by 6 artists and will be on display from June 15th through August 22nd. 4 of the 6 artists live in El Cajon, including Gloria Chadwick, Grace Schlesier, Dennis Ski Torzeski, and Denise Rich. The paintings by Chadwick, Schlesier, and Torzeski feature wildlife and landscape settings, while Rich specializes in bovine art. The 2 other artists specialize in wildlife and scratchboard artwork. Museum hours are 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Tuesdays through Saturdays. For more information on this exhibit, you can visit weghorstmuseum.org.
The El Cajon Valley Host Lions Club joins forces with the Winchester Widows to present their 6th annual Gunsmoke Casino Night on June 18th at 6 p.m. in the Pacific Southwest Service Center in El Cajon. You're invited to a night of mock gambling and carousing in an old Wild West saloon complete with Western music, complimentary food and drink. Plus, the Winchester Widows will help keep you cowpokes under control. There will also be a silent auction and 50-50 drawing. Proceeds will be used by the Lions Club to fund their student eyeglass program that provides free eye tests and glasses to needy students in the East County. The Widows support Challenge Ranch, which is a 10-acre ranch in Tehesa Valley that provides opportunities for underprivileged children through horseback riding. For more information, contact President Van Willey at 619-843-3214 or visit East County Magazine's events section at eastcountymagazine.org.
The Lakeside River Park Conservancy in Lakeside will host its 2nd annual Boars and Brew on Saturday, June 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. You're invited to sip and stroll along the banks of the San Diego River at this event, which drew over 600 guests last year and also includes tasty foods. Guests will receive a complimentary mug for tasting. Discounted rates are available for designated drivers. For tickets and details, you can visit lakesideriverpark.org. And now for a preview of coming attractions.
The City of La Mesa's Family Fun Outdoor Concerts at 6 series will be held once again in Harry Griffith Park each Sunday evening from 6 until 7 p.m. The series opened June 12th and runs through July 24th. Musical entertainment through the season will include Rhythm and the Method, Jazz West, Sonic Epidemic, Silvermine, and the Big Band Ambassadors.
Movies and More by the Lake presents Lights, Camera, Beagle, the Peanuts movie on Friday, June 24th from 6 p.m. to about 9:30 p.m. at Santee Lakes. The cast of Young Actors Theater will perform songs from the movie, plus check out Lucy's psychiatric booth and batting practice on an inflatable batting cage. There will also be food, games, and plenty of fun. For more information, you can go to SanteeLakes.com.
Disney's The Lion King has captivated the imagination of audiences around the world, and now, for the first time ever, Christian Youth Theater San Diego has the opportunity to produce this one-of-a-kind musical on July 21st through 24th at the Helix Main Stage Theater in La Mesa. The African savannah comes to life on stage with Simba, Rafiki, and the unforgettable cast of characters as they journey from Pride Rock to the jungle and back again in this inspiring coming-of-age tale. For tickets, you can visit cytsandiego.org.
The City of La Mesa invites you to celebrate the grand opening of the Lookout at Legacy Park in La Mesa on June 29th at 6 p.m. in honor of La Mesa's centennial. You can also meet the artists for La Mesa's Centennial Project, which is located on La Mesa Boulevard in the heart of La Mesa's downtown village. For more information, you can call 619-667-1105 or visit the City of La Mesa's website.
The City of Santee invites you to Santee Salutes, an annual extravaganza set for Monday, July 4th from 2:30 until 10 p.m. at Town Center Community Park East in Santee. The festivities include live music, patriotic ceremony at 6 p.m., inflatable jumps and activities for kids, food available for purchase, and the spectacular fireworks display at 9 p.m.
Residents of Deerhorn Valley will hold a true Americana-style parade on July 4th, starting at 10 a.m. Residents of this rural community south of Hamul are invited to take a tractor, lasso a llama, hop on a horse, drive a donkey, walk with a wagon, jump aboard a jeep, or just walk on your 2 feet, festooned in patriotic red, white, and blue. The parade will include Clydesdale horses, an antique fire engine, and live drumming. Spectators are encouraged to bring flags, drums, rattles, and shakers. A picnic will follow until 2 p.m. with local crafter and vendor booths. You can purchase treasures from residents' barn cleaning also, or enjoy face painting as well as hot dogs, popcorn, and cotton candy available for purchase.
The City of El Cajon will hold its annual 4th of July picnic and fireworks at Kennedy Park on Madison Avenue. The fun starts at 1 p.m. with food vendors, kids' activities, and live music from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. The fireworks display will be held at 9 p.m. Arrive early for parking to find the best spot for your picnic and to view the fireworks.
The City of Poway invites you to bring your family and friends to Old Poway Park to celebrate our country's independence in turn-of-the-20th-century style on July 4th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This event will feature patriotic entertainment, gunfighting reenactments, crafts, and old-fashioned games amid restored historic buildings and museums from the early 1900s. You can also take a ride aboard an old-fashioned train and savor tasty treats. An evening fireworks show with DJ will be held at nearby Poway High School on Espola Road. The gates open at 6 p.m. with fireworks starting at 9 p.m.
The Stars and Stripes will move down Main Street in Julian during this year's 4th of July parade, honoring Independence Day. For over 20 years, Julian residents, their friends, and parade lovers turn out to watch what some call the best little town parade in America. Pre-parade events start at 10 a.m. The parade begins at 12 noon and ends around 2 p.m. The Julian 4th of July Parade honors Stars, Stripes, and Pioneers in a homegrown event that celebrates the town's Gold Rush era history, the dedication of veterans and active duty military who serve our country, and local residents who cherish the special qualities of the little town tucked into the Cuyamaca Mountains east of San Diego. There is always a gang of local bad guys who try to rob the bank, but the sheriff rounds them up before the gunman can get away. This year, you can swing to the tunes of four bands, see the Mountain Tribal Gypsies dance down Main Street, honor World War II submarine veterans, salute Miss Julian and her entourage, and follow vintage aircraft flyovers. There will also be bunting, banners, flags, patriotic songs, equestrians, vintage vehicles, kids with animals, and the town firefighters greeted with cheers. After the parade, you can visit the Julian Women's Club Historic Quilt Show at the Julian Town Hall and stick around for a barbecue, music, and dancing at the American Legion just up the hill from the Town Hall on Washington Street. For more information, visit julianca.com and click on events.
That's all for this week. You can find details on all of these events and more on our calendar and in our festivals and events section online at eastcountymagazine.org.
If you have an event you'd like to add to our calendar, or if you'd like to sponsor our Destination East County column on our website, or the Destination East County show on KNSJ Radio, you can contact editor@eastcountymagazine.org. Destination East County is the most read feature on our website.
We'll be back next week with more festivals, events, and attractions in San Diego's East County.
See you around, East County.